Heading toward the middle part of session already, but a pretty big week this week in terms of action on the floor. Amongst the topics this week was another shot at ethics reform.
We did some discussion on ethics reform. The bill that we talked about this week dealt with campaign contributions and campaign committees, what to do with those. For example, if you leave as an elected official and you have a big balance in that campaign account, what you can do with that. What we've seen is some candidates out there decide to spend that money to become consultants, and then they dole that money out. And so they have lingering, continued influence. We think in the legislature, probably unfair influence. And so we talk about once that candidate leaves or that elected official, how they dissolve that money and what they can and cannot do with that money. Quite honestly, on the debate, I was very disappointed. There is an entity out there called 501c4 corporations, not-for-profits that are supposed to deal only in education of political events and political issues. I felt that the identity of the donors to 501c4 should be revealed, and 14 of my colleagues agreed with that on a vote, and yet the measure to do that was tied at 15-15, so it didn't pass. And so, unfortunately, we're still going to be able to shield and protect the identity of people that give money to 501c4s. And my thought when you're talking about ethics reform, you have to have transparency. We need to know who gives to these campaigns, who give to these 501c4s, and if we can't have that, we truly are not getting the heart of the matter of ethics reform. So I was disappointed, but we're going to try to look at other places for true ethics reform, and also the concept of campaign contribution limits. We're one of the few states that does not have campaign contribution limits, and we need those. As long as I'm in the Senate, I'm going to strive for those things.
Another major issue this week is what's called paycheck protection. In this case, it was House Bill 1891.
Spent a lot of time earlier in the week on paycheck protection. Paycheck protection basically says that union dues must be authorized on an annual basis, as opposed to just putting on an automatic withdrawal and the worker never having a say-so once that's been initially approved. You know, our thought for those that voted for it is that workers should have that ability to protect their paycheck, that on an annual basis, that if a union is providing a good service, a good product, then it shouldn't be a problem. And in fact, in some states where there has been paycheck protection, union membership has increased because the union has to work harder and has to provide that service to their members as opposed to just taking it for granted, or that person when they first start the job that they feel that's an obligation they have to meet.
A lot of people in uniforms on Thursday of this week in the Capitol.
Probably the highlight of the week was Military Awareness Day, and just made you feel proud to be a Missourian and an American. We had the post commander from Fort Leonard Wood, General Savory, the wing commander from Whiteman Air Force Base, General Tibbetts, and the adjutant general, Lieutenant Mason, was here as well. And so they talked about their mission and what they do, and of course they talked about the economic benefit, but more importantly they talked about quality of life issues and how their soldiers and airmen like being in Missouri. And yet we also, I think, had a pretty good dialogue on what are some things that we as a legislature need to provide for the families that come here. General Savory mentioned that you recruit soldiers, but you retain families. And so if you're not providing a good service, if you're not providing a good quality of life, then by the time these airmen or these soldiers grow up and have families, if you don't take care of the families, they're not going to stay in. And they won't have a good view of your state. And so Military Awareness Day showed us that we have to keep working, be very vigilant to provide products and services for our military men and women so they'll have a good impression of Missouri. Ironically, on the same day that we had military awareness, we passed a bill that would exempt state income tax for active duty. The generals got to see that we had just passed that, and I think that was a real shot in the arm. Great timing, but yet it just shows that our legislature is working all the time to provide benefits and services to our men and women in uniform and to make this a military-friendly state.